Upstream areas put vast amounts of heavy metals into sediments years ago. Picturing what's going on then, here is your mineral surface, and we're saying it's an oxyhydroxide mineral. Here's a metal floating in solution. So we're now saying that we have exchanged that metal with the surface of the mineral, so it's surface chemistry. And there are then many possible options, because L can be our organic humic-conformic matter. So that organic humic-conformic matter can move from the aqueous phase to the sorbed phase. So this becomes then our clay humic complex. We then can have the metal absorb onto our clay humic complex, or we could have the metal absorb simply onto the clay. From the clay, the metal can go back into aqueous solution, and the metal can also exchange with the humic. So the picture in a realistic sort of environmental situation is that you must know what is there and think carefully about the nature of the chemistry. And this like dissolves like helps at the first sort of cut is to have a feeling for where you're likely to find things. Now, if a reaction occurs where the solute that's floating around chemically reacts with the surface, that's called chemisorption. Now, an example is the phosphate ion here, hydrogen monophosphate, reacting with the oxyhydroxide surface to form a grafted phosphate onto the surface. So this is now a covalent bond between our silicon or our aluminium through oxygen to the phosphorus. Now, this is a covalent bond, and so it differentiates.